The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private. Trusted experts in orthopedic, spine, eye, cancer and cardiology.
This is News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly joins us to answer your tech questions. Get them to us now, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Jess, a busy day for tech, Amazon Prime Day and the Apple event this evening. And your final episode of Embedded Tech in Town with thanks to Salesforce airs this week too.
Yes, indeed. So there's a lot going on. Today, as you mentioned, there's Amazon Prime Day. So a lot of shoppers I know have been online since early this morning trying to scoop up the deals. Obviously, we're all trying to support local, shop local and support smaller businesses. But if you are in the market for any of the Amazon owned devices, so whether that is the Echo Dot, the Big Echo, the Echo Show or the Kindles and the Amazon Fire tablet, they have around 50% off the devices. So it's definitely worth taking a look. As you mentioned there, we also have the Apple event, which will kick off at around 6 p.m. this evening. We're expecting to see at least four new iPhones. So this is the iPhone 12. There'll be the usual basic models, then there'll be the Pro and the Pro Max. And we're eagerly awaiting to see if it'll have 5G, because that, like, we think it does have 5G because the invite said high speed, to kind of sort of play on words type thing. So we're expecting it to. But the thing that I'll be watching is the price point, because we know that some of these smartphones are getting crazy expensive. And I don't know that it'll be easy to justify, say, a €1,500 price tag for a new iPhone.
Yeah. Okay, now let's talk about a phone that you do have detail on, the Samsung Galaxy S20 FE.
Yes.
What does FE stand for?
FE is the Fan Edition. And this is, it's quite a nice touch by Samsung actually, because as I just mentioned there, some of the high-end phones are crazy money. Last week I had the Galaxy Fold in studio with you, which costs around €2,000. Not everybody can or would be happy to pay that kind of money. So with the Fan Edition of the S20, they're looking to make an S20 device, the same look and feel as their high-end phone, but at a slightly lower price point, giving the option to people who don't have thousands of euro to spend on phones to get in on the S20 club. So the most basic model available costs €669, and this is a 4G enabled version. The one that I have is a 5G enabled version, and that costs around €769. The reason I have been impressed by this is because you're getting a 6.5 inch screen, a 4,500 milliamp battery, the same sort of triple camera action on the back that the users of the S20 and even the S20 Ultra are getting to experience, but for that lower price point. Obviously, it would be cheaper again if you are on a bill plan, but I think that this is, it's a truly more affordable device. It's not, you know, €100 cheaper. It's significantly cheaper than the high-end models, but it's allowing people into that club. If I put the devices side by side, Pat, the S20 and the S20 FE, I think you'd kind of struggle to pick out which is which. It feels lovely in the hand. It's a fantastic size. The screen is perfect. The camera is fantastic. If I had to kind of part with my cash for one now, I think I probably would go with the FE 5G version over the S20 just to save the few quid.
Okay, that's a recommendation there. That's the S20 FE. Now, the question's coming in. I have an Apple 6. I'm due an upgrade, wish to do so. My email in Apple is out by one letter from my official mail address. It's my mistake. I've been on to Apple to change it. They brought me through the whole thing, but when I got to the security questions, I couldn't remember the correct answers from so long ago. They couldn't bring me any further. How can I change my email address in Apple from a frustrated Gerard?
Yeah, Gerard, unfortunately, if Apple support have not been able to help you, there's not a whole lot we can do. The only thing I would suggest you do is if you have your phone, your iPhone backed up to your computer, to your iTunes account, if you can back that up, save it to the computer and store it all so that way then you have it. And then when you move to a new phone, you may just have to set up a new Apple ID and download your content again. Unfortunately, this is one of the downsides to these email authentication systems. You do have to have the details right, unfortunately.
Okay, so you have to store it elsewhere. You can't do it on the Apple Cloud because that requires your Apple ID. Store it elsewhere, set up a new account and then download it back onto the new device. Now, could Jess repeat the places that do reconditioned laptops, MacBooks, etc. for my third level digital media student?
Yeah, it's Back from the Future. They have stores across Dublin. There are other outlets as well around the country, but I know I've bought from Back from the Future myself, so I know that they are good and reputable. Also, if you're looking for Mac, it might be worth going to the Apple website and buying a refurbished laptop from them.
My son wants to play Microsoft's Game Flying Simulator. He bought it for €70. It wouldn't work on my laptop, so we bought extra storage for the laptop. We thought that would make it work, but it doesn't. What do you need to be able to play this Microsoft game? My son is 14. That's from Emer.
So very often with some of these games, you need to have a strong graphics card within the laptop. That's usually what's required for heavy duty games. So you would need to buy a specific gaming laptop that can be quite pricey. I know that Dell have a range that are fantastic. If you go into one of your local stores and talk to the staff there, they'll be able to guide you through the spec that you need. But they are, some of those games are quite demanding in terms of the spec required on the device.
A question for Jess. What laptop would you recommend for our two Leaving Cert daughters? They will get one each, bearing in mind we'd like the laptops to be used at university next year, hopefully. Would she recommend buying these on Black Friday? That's from Aisling.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of deals on Black Friday. So I would hold out if you can and just have a bit of a snoop around and see what deals are out there. For children or for teenagers that age, I would highly recommend looking at the Acer 514 Chromebook. This is a 14-inch Chromebook. It has the Intel Celeron processor, 32 gigs of RAM. And Chromebooks are fantastic for students because it just lets you do all cloud-based programming, which is what they do, unless, of course, they go on to university and do something like engineering when you need specific software. But they're €279 at the moment, this particular model. So I would look at something like that rather than going out and spending hundreds and hundreds of euro on high-end laptops. The Chromebooks are so durable and they are ideal for college.
Okay. Our puppy ate my son's AirPods. Any suggestion for cheaper, decent quality earbuds? Thanks. You could wait and get some sterilizer.
No. I'm overruling that. No. Hang on there now and I keep my breakfast down. Yes, I think what you can do is you can go and get something like the Huawei Freebuds. There are a few versions of them, but they start from around 129 or thereabouts. I'm a big fan of the Samsung Galaxy Buds. They are cheaper. They're around the 159 mark. And then there's the Enod Mini Ring in-ear headphones. These are ones that you can get from eatech.com. They were one of our gadgets of the year last year and the year before. They're around €70 and they pair perfectly well to all different Bluetooth enabled devices and do the job perfectly.
And now this one here. I want to replace my Fitbit Alta HR. I use Samsung phones always, so I was thinking about the Samsung Galaxy Active, but the Versa, this would be the Fitbit Versa, gets better reviews. Any advice, please?
Yeah, it's funny. I preferred the Galaxy Watch over the Versa. I remember when I was talking to you about the Versa, I said that the strap on the watch gets a bit grubby. And I also... You know what? I'd actually recommend the Huawei Fit, the watch that we reviewed a few weeks ago. I still have it on my wrist here beside me and I like it a lot. Now, it's slightly more expensive. So out of the two options that you've put before me, I would go with the Samsung watch. I just much prefer it and I think you get more smartphone functionality from it. But if you're open to looking at other options, I would consider the Huawei Fit.
This one. Can you ask Jess, how do we get our phones to stop listening to us? Countless times I've spoken to someone about something and within days there'll be an ad for what I was talking about on social media. Last week I was chatting to a guy in work about an old rally car, the Mark II Ford Escort. 2 days later, Facebook offered me a chance to win one. How do we stop them listening? From DJ Andrada.
Well, if you talk to the tech companies, they will say that they're not listening, which makes stopping them listening that bit harder. Look, it's a very tricky thing to do. All we can do is if you want to go into your phone and disable the smart assistant so that it's not picking up snippets of your conversation and looking to help you. But look, there's no silver bullet with this one. The company's saying that they're not listening, that type of thing doesn't happen. But we all have sort of anecdotal evidence that it does. So unfortunately, I don't have the answer.
this one here. After my phone told me that my WhatsApp needed to be updated, which I ignored, it has shut down and directed me to the App Store to update. But I don't know my Apple password. It's a long story. Any advice from John?
Oh, John. You're going to need to get in there in some way, shape or form. Can you go through the forgot password steps and figure it out? That, like, I know because I have also forgotten my Apple password, and you have to go through many, many levels of authentication to get back into the account, but it can be done. So that's the only advice I have, is just to do the forgot password. It may take 2 or 3 days for you to be able to finally get back into your account, because sometimes for security purposes they lock you out until they can fully verify that you are who you are. But this is a good example of why you need to be updating your passwords regularly and making sure that it's not just the old password 123.
All right, Jess, that there we have to leave it. So many questions. We'll deal with those next week. Jess Kelly, thank you very much. Now.